niggas in it. What the hell is
yes, sir. Podcast episode 109.
I know Ben Frankie. What the hell? Gotta take my pills. I get too cranky. What the hell? What the hell? How you going drills and I'ma still make it? What the hell? Send us straight to hell. Nigga, come playing. What the hell? How that boy is like? Beastie gonna take it. What the hell? This a new.
Damn. Yo. Rob fucking 49. God damn.
No, we'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live!
Welcome to episode number 109 of the Bronx Bias Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Denzel, and we are back like Jordan wearing the faux five. I want to start by saying thank you to everyone who tunes in. Everyone who likes, everyone who subscribes, shares, and supports. Thank you to everyone who is active and engaging with me on the social media platforms. I truly, truly, truly appreciate all the love and all the support I receive from y'all. Thank you to all the essential workers out there still. And finally, thank you to all the people who are out here continuously using their voices to affect change in a positive way. We always, always, always have to start the shows with the thank yous. The thank yous are very, very, very important. Please do not forget to check out my Linktree. It is linktree.com/Bronx Bias Podcast, and that is my landing page. On that page, you can access links to the Bronx Bias Podcast on all streaming platforms, the Bronx Bias blog, links to various films that I've worked on, including my first ever written and directed film called The Love Doctor. My LinkedIn profile is also there for the corporate homies, and my Instagram and Twitter accounts are there for anyone who wants to follow or send me a message. As I have said a million times, and I'll say once more, I am an independent potter from the BXNY, so all the support I receive on all my various links and the blog is super important and vital to the health of the show, so please check it out. Once again, it is linktree.com/Bronx Bias Podcast. It will be in the description of this podcast and in the bio of my Instagram and Twitter accounts. And with all of that being said, we are going to have a great, great, great show today. Man, I'm in a tremendous mood. I'm in an amazing mood. And these topics that I have today only can make me say, what the helly?
I am in a very, very, very good mood.
Which leads us into today's intro. It is called What the Helly by Rob 49 off of the album Let Me Fly. And bruh, like, this song is crazy. I don't know. He's really only saying what the hell and what the helly. Like, that's really all he's saying. But like, yo, this shit is fire. I love this song. And like, that's like why music to me is great, because this guy doesn't say much. He just says, what the helly, what the hell, and then rhymes things with hell and helly. It's simple as fuck, but the shit is fire. See, that's why music is great, because you could get guys like Kendrick Lamar who say a million words a second, and then you could get guys like Rob 49, and all he says is what the hell, and both of them are in your playlist. That's fire. Man, shout out to Rob 49. Shout out to Rob 49, man. I love that song. We got to give a gunshot, another one for that song. I love What the Helly, bro. Man, shout out to Rob 49. All right. We're getting right to the shits today. Man, I was like, as soon as I finished the recording for the episode previous, I was like, yo, like everything felt like it was within the right flow. And then some news stories started dropping that I was just like, bro, what the helly? Like, what the fuck, bro? And like, then I'm just writing shit in my phone, writing shit. I'm like, yo, bro, I came back at the right fucking time. So first, that means we have to start with a disclaimer. With our first topic today, we're talking about a very wild topic, but it's also a very sensitive topic. So, you know, I need to first start with a disclaimer. I do not think violence against anybody is cool, necessary, or appropriate. And I don't want to specify who I'm talking about because I'm trying to be vague. But when we talk about this topic, this man's name is Jeffrey. We all know who Jeffrey is, not the giraffe. Not the giraffe. Shout out to Jeffrey the giraffe, okay? Jeffrey, we got to talk about him today, but, you know, just for safety, shout out to safety, we gonna only call him Jeffrey Safety. Like, I'm not saying this man's full name. I don't know if there's like a quota of like certain names you can't say because then they'll block your shit and like all that. Like, I'm not trying to go through that. Like, we're not doing that. So I'm talking about Jeffrey Safety today. And that's literally what I'm going to call him every single time. Like, because I'm not saying this man's full name. I'm only referring to his files as the safety files. That's the name of this episode today. I just thought of it right on the spot. The safety files. The safety files. Facts. We only calling them the safety files. I'm only calling this man Jeffrey Safety. We're going to talk about it. Like, I'm really going to talk about it. But, like, I just want to make sure that, like, an I is dotted and T is crossed in this regard. Because it's like, boom, if all I had to do was not say his name, then, like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't get, like, block problems or, like, you know. So we just going to censor it. Like, that's going to be my way to censor it. At least when I'm referring to him directly. But to start with the safety files, we got to first read an article. From who is this? Who wrote this? This was good. Like, just a good, I love good summation articles. Shout out to Seungmin Kim from the Associated Press. Shout out to Seung. She wrote a little article about Jeffrey Safety and his files and them being released. This is from Seung from the Associated Press. President Donald Trump signed legislation that compels his administration to release files on convicted safety offender Jeffrey Safety, bowing to political pressure from his own party after initially resisting those offers. Trump could have chosen to release many of these files on his own months ago. He says, quote, Democrats have used the safety issue, which affects them far more than the Republican Party, in order to try and distract from our amazing victories. Now the bill requires the Justice Department to release all files and communications related to safety, as well as is any information about the investigation into his death in a federal prison in 2019 within 30 days. It also allows for redactions about safety's victims for ongoing investigations. But the DOJ cannot withhold information due to embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. It has been long established that Trump has been friends with Safety, the disgraced financier who was close to the world's elite. But the president has consistently said he did not know of Safety's crimes and had cut ties with him long ago. Okay. The safety files got released. I'm not laughing at the safety files getting released. I'm laughing at the just random theme, X-Files theme song that I'm playing that only like certain people are going to know like off the bat. And that's funny to me. But bruh, first we got to start with our thoughts on Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you are certainly not the giraffe. Bruh, I don't even know what possesses a person to think of an operation such as his. For real, like, what's on your mind, bro? Like, what's on your mind? Like, what did you see growing up to make that be in your mind, bro? What movie did you see too early, bro? You know what I mean? Like, bro, at no point you just like, yo, bro, this is crazy. Like, I don't even know why I'm thinking about this. Yo, you know what? I need therapy. Like, bro, where's that at? Like, nobody's talking about that. This dude must have been like the super, super mentally ill, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, how does that even, you know, this is my plan and scheme. This is how I'm gonna do it. This is where we're gonna go just for this reason. Like, what the fuck, bro? What the hell? Bro, anyway. My thoughts on the release of the files is very, I'm a little like, I don't know how to say it in words. The only thing I could think of is I'm a little like, like I'm pondering this. We know the president ain't want that shit out, right? We know he did everything possible to not make that shit go out. So clearly he didn't want that shit out. He ain't want that shit out. Right? Okay, boom. It comes out. I mean, not that it comes out. He's been blocking it. He's been doing everything possible to like block it. Mad other things have just occurred to like get your mind off of it. Right? And everyone kind of like is thinking like, oh, this is just the okie doke to make us forget. And then forget about the safety files if, you know, you're losing track. And then all of a sudden, he's signing the bill. And he's doing the classic, oh, I know him. I know that dude. Yo, bro, what? Yo, who that? What's his name? Nah, I don't know him. He's a bad dude. So from what I heard about him. Wow, boy. I don't know that dude. He trying that whole routine. Bro, we know this shit clear as day and night, right? And we know you didn't want it out there. So now it's getting signed to be out there. In the article, it did say that things could be redacted, which means blacked out, which is like defeats the purpose. But like, yo, bro, what does this really mean? Like, boom, they come out, right? Everybody's going to go run and try to find it. Some, you know, there's going to be a lot of fakes out there. You know, wherever, you know, I don't think that the White House's Twitter page is going to be like post https://. Here's where the link is.com. Like, they're not doing that. So you're going to have to try to find it. Okay, boom. You get it. You read it. You get what's the most accurate internet version that you can, because you're not going to be able to put your hands on them shits. And you're going to read the list. Okay, boom. Then what? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, we wanted them out. Now they are possibly coming out. No matter who you see on that joint, you're going to be surprised. We just have our fingers crossed. I know all of us secretly do that our favorite, you know, person from popular culture is not on it. Everyone has that one person in their minds. You don't have to say it. Just say it in your head, which is that one person you do not want to see on the files list. Right? Like, there's going to be certain people who's like, damn, dog, you, bruh. Like, nah, bruh, not you, dog. Right? Everyone has that one person in their head. Right? Boom. Let's say that. Then what? Then what? then you're mad at that person. Okay. You're mad at this person. Then it starts the whole, let's cancel this person. Right. Then we're worried about the people from popular culture that we need to get rid of. Oh, cancel this person, cancel that person, cancel this person, cancel that person. That we forget about Jeffrey and we forget about that the president is possibly on it. Like, I felt like there was a time where you couldn't even run for president if you had like some kind of scandal like that. Like, even if you was like a senator and you was getting like good poll returns about a president bid, they would already go in the archives and find your deepest, darkest joints and like put it out there to try to embarrass you and dissuade people off you. Like, and then my boy got like 38, 39, 40 felonies. Like, yo, they's just like, yo, whatever. Whatever, bro. Well, who cares? No standards. Nah, we ain't on that. We ain't on them standards. What's that? What are standards? And from Trump's like talking about it, he not happy. Like, the one thing I could say about this dude is like, you know what he's thinking. Like, you're not really having to guess what's on dude's mind when he talk or how he feels about something when he talks. That is something that I do sort of like. Like, you know, there are certain people who are like really good with language or like masters of like, you know, whatever you want to call it, where like you don't know what they really thinking. They're literally just talking about something. Someone asks them a question, they're answering it. And you can't really tell if they're sad about it, upset about it, frustrated about it. You don't really know. It's just like, I can't read it. With this homie, you know how he feel about whatever it is, no matter what he's saying. It'd be written all over his face, his body language, his facial expressions. You could tell if he happy to talk about this, if he tight, he got to talk about this, if he don't know what he talking about, you could just tell. Bro, he was on a plane. A lady asked him about the report. A reporter asked him about it. And he just called her a pig, bro. Yo, I'm not laughing at a woman getting disrespected like that. Please, see that. I got to be full of disclaimers. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at you, the whole president. You getting grilled on some wild stuff, something that a president should have never been able to pass through the first screener with. You didn't want it out. It finally came out. You had to sign for it to come out. And now she asking you questions. Yo, you shut up, pig. I have the real clip, bro. Nah, actually, fuck that. I gotta let you play this. Here it is. This is homie getting questioned on the plane, and he don't like that she asking him these questions. He get it tight, and he just say, "Be quiet." Nah, you gotta hear this shit, bro.
Mr. President, what did Jeffrey Epstein mean in his emails that he said you knew about the girls?
I know nothing about that. It was announced a long time ago. It's really, what did he mean when he spent all the time with Bill Clinton, with the president of Harvard? You know, that is somewhere.
First, he's trying, I don't know that dude. I don't know him. What about him? Yo, wow. Yo, you ain't talking about him, though. Yo, why y'all bringing that to me? What about him? Him. Yo, bro. Like, And then he just was like, yo, be quiet, pig. Like, like, yo, this dude be bugged, yo. Yo, this dude's bugged. Nah, he's bugged out, bro. Like, and then the funniest part of this shit, to me at least, is he kept saying, yo, y'all ain't asked Bill Clinton about this. Y'all ain't asked Bill Clinton about this, right? He keep talking about Bill Clinton. There is an article about allegedly how the president, this current president, now this is where I'm not going to say names, where this current president and the 42nd president, I hope I'm right on that number, because what if I'm really wrong? I hope it's the 42nd president, had a encounter. Okay, now I have this article. It is sourced from a source called The Advocate. I please apologize. I sincerely apologize in advance if this is like one of those Onion type websites, like a fake news site, and like they just make up outlandish shit, and then like you read it on your shit and then you look stupid for reading their shit, and that's like the joke. I hope that this is a real publication. It is written, I'm taking you down with me too, if this is fake. This was written by Christopher Wiggins off the media publication called The Advocate. Jeffrey Safety's brother says the quote, Bubba mentioned in the 45th president's oral sex email is not the 42nd president. The brother of late convicted safety offender Jeffrey Safety, named Mark Safety, moved Saturday night to shut down one of the most explosive interpretations circulating around the newly released Safety Estate emails, issuing a statement to The Advocate insisting that the now viral quote Bubba reference and a 2018 exchange with his brother had nothing to do with the 42nd overall president. The conversation in question was part of a March 2018 back and forth between Jeffrey Safety and Mark Safety, released this week under subpoena by the House Oversight Committee. In the exchange, Mark asked Jeffrey, who had written that he was with former 45th president advisor Steve Bannon, to ask him, quote, if Putin has photos of the 45th overall president blowing Bubba. Because Clinton was known by the nickname Bubba. Oh my God. Oh my God. Because the 42nd overall president was known by the nickname Bubba, questions arose about who the safeties were speaking of. No, bro. In the statement, Safety said the exchange was misread entirely. Quote, they were simply part of a humorous private exchange between two brothers and were never meant for public release or to be interpreted as serious remarks, he wrote. He added, quote, for the avoidance of doubt, the reference to Bubba in this correspondence is not in any way a reference to former president 42nd overall. Holy shit, bro. Please, I sincerely apologize if this is fake news. I sincerely apologize if that is not real. But even that, we're in a time where something like that could have to be written and or debunked. Like, yo, after Monica, he was just like, yo, bring in the 45th. He played the saxophone. Was down there like... No, bro. He did not have to give him the. No. How is this even a story? Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, think about that. That is a news report. Holy shit. Oh my God. That is funny. I don't care. That is funny. You know, remember, if you guys, now this, if you're young, you don't remember this. There was a comedian named Arsenio Hall who had a late night talk show called Arsenio. And the 42nd overall president had a performance on that show where he played the saxophone. He had on like the sunglasses and everything. He looked like Lisa Simpson. And like, because he did that at the time and because of who Arsenio was establishing himself to be, it was like a big deal. So it's like, black dude gets his first chance at late night television, gets the 42nd overall president to go up there and perform music. Like, that don't happen on, you know, the best shows. Like, this guy's really special then, or like whatever. Or it's a really great look for him or whatever. And, you know, it got him a lot of cool points. So to imagine the 42nd overall president calling in the 45th overall president to be like, is too funny for any comprehension. Bro, I gotta stop talking about this. Bro, as it relates to Jeffrey, bro, you going to triple hell, bro, with gasoline draws on. A comedian said that before, and I just always thought that was the funniest shit ever. I wish I remember what comedian said that. But yeah, bro, you going to triple hell, bro, with gasoline draws on. And bruh, you just the sickest individual there is. And unfortunately, when these lists do come out, we're going to see names on there we're not going to like. We are not going to like the names that we've seen on there. And you're going to have to make decisions, I suppose. And that's going to be hard decisions. Like, man, like, what if, like, yeah, I'm just going to use myself. I'm not going to use any other example. What if, I'm going to just think of somebody I really admire. Let's not even like put it to like the A-list of A-list. Let's just think of like somebody niche who like I really fuck with. All right, boom. Let's use a sports reference. I'm going to use a real niche player too. Let's say Hines Ward, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, is on the safety files, right? Am I, as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, to stop rooting for the Steelers because they had a dude who was involved? Am I to not respect Hines Ward, Super Bowl 40 MVP? Am I not to like fuck with, like, he played his whole career for the Steelers? He was one of the best Steelers players in the history of the organization. He was an underdrafted, undersized wide receiver. And like, not, he was great blocking. Am I not, like, am I just supposed to like erase all of what Hines Ward did? Like, that's what I don't understand about this cancel stuff. It's like, okay, boom. He did that. That's crazy. And again, I'm not accusing Super Bowl 40 MVP Hines Ward of this in any regard. This is an example, and this is for entertainment purposes only. Let's get that out the way. I think, shit, the name of the episode probably got to be disclaimer. Damn. Because all I'm doing is giving disclaimers. Facts, though. In no way is this related to Super Bowl 40 MVP Hines Ward. Like, this is just an example for entertainment purposes only. But like, what am I supposed to do? Like, if that is the case, am I supposed to like, okay, boom, I'm never going to root for the Steelers again, or, you know, F Hines Ward forever, or like, you know, if like I'm watching a sports, you know, reminiscent type show, and it like unsung heroes of the 2000s, and then it comes up Pittsburgh Steelers Hines Ward, am I supposed to like turn it off? Like, I'm rather confused on, like, what the decorum is. Like, I'm not being stupid on purpose either. I know if it's, like, a person like R. Safety, right? Listening to his music is probably, like, a little inappropriate, even though he still has good music, like, right? Like, I understand that in a more general sense. But, like, if everybody's everybody, am I then also to be like, oh, dang, I could never watch Steelers on Sunday again? Like, I don't, like, if this is where it starts, like, where does it end is my only question. And maybe that's just too deep of a question. But, like, that's what I'd be thinking about. Like, damn, like, yo, like, what if I go find the most accurate list that I can and it's, like, vetted by, like, a few major publications and take that what you will. But, like, okay, boom. And I'm, like, scrolling and I just see some name, like, Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl MVP, Hansworth. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell, bro? I just think that's crazy. And it's like, bro, and one of the majorest players in these alleged files is still also the 45th overall present. Is he 45th? I think he's 45th. Because he had two separates. Whatever his number. I think it's 45th. And I think if they don't count it together, it's 45th and 47th. And if they do count it together, it's 45. That's crazy. Like, you would never hear that. Ever. Like, you never heard anything like that. They found out that the 44th overall president's father was from Africa, and they started a witch hunt. Like, bring me his passport. Bring me his passport for that. His father's from fucking Africa. Are you kidding me? But homie is allegedly on the safety files and he could tell people, be quiet, you pig. Like, yo, bro. Strange times, bro. What I will say as it relates to these safety files is safety. Safety. Because, again, you're going to see things that you don't like seeing. You know, you're going to see people's names there that you might have a poster on your wall about them. All I got to say is safety, right? You got to figure out how you consolidate that in any way that you see fit. Like, because I just feel like there's no wrong answer or right answer. And that's why it's like, dang, like, that's why it's like, dang, like, this shit is really going to come out. And we're going to be so focused on everybody else that we forget about, one, Jeffrey. To his partner in crimes, I don't even know her name like that well to say it without knowing I'm gonna fuck it up. So I'm not gonna say it. Just look up that on your own time. Like, we're not gonna talk about what the president is now or what we do. Like, we're just gonna be like mainly particularly focused on the other people in it. And then it's just gonna be nothing but like frenzies. You know, like, damn, I can't do this no more. I can't do that no more. Or, god damn, this person's on it. Dang, that person's on it. What the fuck? Like, yo, nah, this what? Like, I can't. Yo, I remember I paid this money to see this person. And there's going to be a lawsuit. Person who paid this amount of dollars for this experience with this person is suing because this person is just like, yo, bro. You already know, like, that's what's about to start. And then, again, you forget about his partner in crime. You forget about him. And we still got a sitting president who was allegedly on the list. That's nuts, bro. So safety. That in itself is convoluted enough to make someone like lose their mind. So like, that's why I'm saying safety. Because when this bomb drops, it's gonna be crazy, the likes that we have never seen. At this point, you could just say it with me. What the helly, bro? Our next topic, speaking of what the helly, and this is really like, I gotta remind people that this audio experience, or whatever you wanna call it, is my personal thoughts about these situations. I'm not trying to say like my talking is like how one section of the population feels or how I'm speaking for mad people. Like, no, I'm speaking for me only. Like, I want that to be clear. So if, like, I'm talking about this shit and you getting mad and you're thinking about, oh, he knows this person, well, fuck him. And I'm like, no, bro, I'm just talking about me. If you want to be anybody mad at anybody, be mad at me for these thoughts. No one else is responsible for these thoughts. Now, speaking on to sponsored by these thoughts. Oh, my gosh. We need to talk about these athletes and this sports gambling, bruh. Bruh. Like, I understand the premise of gambling. This is really something that I'm like, my mind is on. I understand the premise of gambling. I understand that it's really about a feeling. It's more about taking a big risk for a big result and the satisfaction and the gratification you feel at, like, trusting your gut and your intuition about this and, like, boom. So, like, dang it, and I won $10K, for example, from this, right? Damn, I just had a feeling that Luka would have 49 tonight or, you know, above 40, whatever, you know how it goes, like, will he have over under 38.5? I'm going to take the higher because, yo, bro, he's motivated tonight. I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to win, and then I won, right? Like, I get that. I understand that. But when it comes to something like professional sports or sports in general, if you've been watching sports for any long amount of time, you know that there's, like, unpredictability in it. And that's, like, a part of the game. There's certain things that happen in sports games that's, like, sometimes it's called, sometimes it's not called. There's literally things in games that's like, this was this, but they didn't have any more challenges. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, there are so many things that can occur in a game that could determine the game that you are placing bets on determining the game. That's what I don't understand, why so many people is like, this is my shit. It's like, yo, bro, if you've been watching sports, like, you can just think of any random moment. This pass interference didn't get called. This offensive foul didn't get called. This charge, right? He got the time in on time, but they didn't see it. And then a quarter ran out. And that affects the over and the under. And it's like, yo, bro, that's like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube with no hands. Yo, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not doing that, bro. I'm trying to watch everybody talk about sports. Yo, sports is a release. Like, you know, I had a hard day. I just turn on the game and I get to relax and boom. Like, that's what I like sports for, right? You hear that shit all the time, right? Boom, you hear that shit all the time. And that's facts. Like, sometimes you just have a rough-ass day, and you're just like, all right, boom, I'm going to just relax, end the night, we'll watch the Knicks, right? Like, and, you know, sometimes the Knicks be on that bullshit. And then let's say they lose a game in Charlotte, or let me random another team, or whatever, Charlotte. You had X amount to win X amount. You thought, okay, boom, a player was injured. You know, they had mad rest. This team didn't have no rest. All right, boom, this prop is going to certainly go. And then, for some stupid-ass reason, the ball bounces off of somebody, go out of bounds, the referees call it wrong, and it messes up the potential for that result. Now, you just wanted to watch the game to relax, and now you stressed out still. It's like, yo, bro, why are y'all doing that, bro? And again, I'm not trying to disparage any company. I don't really give a fuck. I just don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, that's not something I'm interested in. Me personally, I'm not trying to influence nobody's opinion. That's just something I really don't understand. The purpose of it is to help you relax or de-stress. Let's add stress to that. Bruh. And then everybody be talking about, oh, mental health. Like, yo, bro, come the fuck on, bro. I can't do it, bro. I'm not trying to judge. I'm not judging anybody. If that's what you like to do, good. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm better than you and you trash and all this. No, I'm just saying I ain't trying to do that shit because of those reasons. Because that would certainly piss you the fuck off. You had a rough ass day. Everything that could go wrong could go wrong. You look at your app. You see a favorable ass matchup. You've seen this result in your head 100 times out of 100. Certain players is not playing the game. You have a proposition that's super mad, easy to get. Fuck, I'm doing that shit. Fuck that shit. We're going to turn this day around. And then referees fuck some shit up. And then it's... I'm cool. Like, that's just me. Like, bro. I'm cool. Again, no disrespect to these apps, these companies. This is America. It's just like certain things you don't have to do, bro. That's just me. I'm just cool. And people be asking me like, yo, you don't, you know, you talk about sports a lot. Like, you're not interested in that? Like, you could actually get like sponsored and shit. And I'm like, not really. I don't like that shit. Even if it's like, you know, not really your money. Like, I don't want to even have to defend my pick the next week. I thought this was going to hit, but then this happened. And then y'all mad, you know, because then y'all would be taking my advice and all that. Yo, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I just like to talk about the games as they is and the storylines that are impactful to the game. Like, really, I'm not interested in the quantification of this shit, bro. Sports got a lot of numbers in it anyway. Let's just add more numbers to this shit. Sports already got mad numbers, points per game, rebounds per game, last 10 plus minus, you know, whole stat sheets. And then you got to add the spread thing and then all this. How are they against this? What are they doing this? When the score was this? Nigga, I'm just trying to watch the goddamn Knicks. So fuck all that shit. And I understand they sponsor and they giving that paper. I'm not mad at nobody getting that paper. I'm not hating on nobody. I just can't do that shit, bro. And that's just me. Now to the story. So there's an article about some athletes that got caught up in schemes. And in particular, I'm going to talk about Emmanuel Clase, a pitcher from the Cleveland Guardians, Terry Rozier, a basketball player for multiple teams, Damon Jones, a former basketball player, and their gambling ring. So we're going to start with the Terry Rozier and also with Chauncey Billups. So we're going to talk about the Terry Rozier article and the Chauncey Billups article and the Damon Jones article first. So this article was from ESPN and it was written by David Purdom. And it gives a great summation. Again, I love great summations. Tell me what the fuck happened, right? All right, boom. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, former Cleveland Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones have been arrested as part of a pair of wide-ranging investigations related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. What a sentence. Billups and Rozier have been placed on leave from their teams, the NBA said in a statement. A total of 34 people were arrested as a result of a years-long investigation covering 11 states and involving tens of millions of dollars, FBI Director Kash Patel said. Law enforcement officials said that multiple charges involve four mafia families and organized crime networks, with Patel saying of the money involved that fraud was mind-boggling. Rozier, who was arrested Thursday morning at his hotel in Orlando, Florida, is accused of participating in an illegal sports betting scheme using insider NBA information. As part of the scheme, gamblers used non-public information to bet on at least seven NBA games between March 2023 and March 2024 involving the Charlotte Hornets, Orlando Magic, Trailblazers, Los Angeles Lakers, Toronto Raptors, and Toronto Raptors. According to the indictment, in three of the seven games, players intentionally removed themselves from contests to benefit gamblers' bets, according to the indictment. So, you know, damn. That's like as guilty as you could get. And Chauncey Billups was alleged that he would be in rigged poker games. I didn't really want to find a whole article about rigged poker games. And this is just off the top of my head. Please do your own research. Allegedly, Chauncey Billups would like auction off outings with himself for like, you know, whatever. And then they would play poker games. And then the tables apparently, allegedly, were x-rayed to where someone in a third location could see underneath the table to see what the players had in their hands, and that would influence betting. And so, like, all of a sudden, you just go all in because you know you got the winning hand type shit. Or all of a sudden, you just pull your, you just fold off the rip because you know homie got an A-plus hand, and he bet there's a lot of money out there, right, that you can't cover, whatever. Bruh, it's like, bruh, this is what I don't understand. Does he never get to come back in the league? Because something like that, if you're familiar with like Pete Rose, yo, bro, he got banished from baseball. Like they gave him the kibosh because he was betting on games. In this instance, homie's shaving points. Like that's literally the definition of point shaving. So like, is that an infinity ban? Like, because you did that and that's so unethical or that's so unbecoming of the game, right? We had the incident with Jonte Porter doing that. We had the incident with Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter doing that. So like, is that the precedent? And then that should be the precedent. If we find out you ever do this, lifetime ban. Right? Because then it would dissuade people from doing that. Because who around them wasn't sitting around a local campfire and said, yo, if only we could just be like, I wish homie could have 5 points tonight. And then someone, you know, made a few phone calls and figured out how they could make homie only have 5 points tonight. Right? Like, this is America, after all. Anything is possible. So it's like, you know that that is a possibility. That should have been added. No questions asked. If we ever find out that you on that shit, or you with that shit, lifetime ban. Don't matter who you are. Lifetime ban. And then we're going to like drag it. We're going to drag it. It's going to be the headline. Every sports show for like for the whole rest of the year on some Malice in the Palace type shit. Like, we gonna talk about this shit every fucking day. And you gonna be donezo if we ever find out. You know people would still do it, number one. And two, that would dissuade also a lot of people though. Damn, what? Like, what? Lifetime? They already did it to Person X. They already did it to Person Y. I remember when Person Z did that shit. Hell no. Fuck you. Right? Because that's what they think you're supposed to do off the rip. Right? Like, you, certain people get to you or your closest friends ask you, and you're supposed to be like, hell no. What? Oh, what? And there's like no proven unquestionable circumstance that will happen to you if you're caught. Like, bruh. And then also, like, yo, bro, I don't know the exact number totals, but from what I have read and I don't have sourced, the payout was like 200K. First of all, my nigga, you dumb as hell. You getting a contract like 20 million, right? These are all rough numbers. I know you're getting at least 20 million from the Miami Heat to play basketball. You doing this dumbass shit for an additional 20,000, 200,000? Your contract, 20 million. And you playing in Florida, no state income tax. Was he that much of a penny pincher? He's like, yo, I'm trying to get everything in every way. Like, yo, damn, dog. Come on. Sometimes you got to know when to leave well enough or no. For real. Like, yo, bro, you getting 20 M, no state income tax. If you don't fucking find a way to make that money work for you, that you got to resort to that type of shit? Nah, fam. Come on, dog. You got too much dip on your chip, bro. You got too much dip on your chip, then. I really hope, like, somebody listening to this shit is like, damn, bro, I got mad dip on my chip. Yo. Like, yo, bro, how you up like that? And you just like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to do this shit. That's what it's like. And then I can't even feel no sympathy for you. Like, yo, I don't got no sympathy for you. Like, none, bro. That's dumb. Luis Clase, I don't even want to, I have the whole article. I don't even want to read it. Allegedly, he was manipulating his pitches. So he would get paid per pitch, like on a certain manipulated pitch. And it's like, I guess that's like still gray area because baseball is very unpredictable. Like sometimes the ball just does some wild shit. Like that's, and that's baseball. So it's like, that's kind of a little more hard to prove. So I guess they have more hard evidence. Again, I just don't feel like reading another fucking article. You do your own research. This is for entertainment purposes only. Like, bro, like, you getting paid, though. Like, yo, like, I could understand if you're on a 10-day contract. You're like, yo, bro, I don't know if I'm going to get another cup of coffee. We got to max this shit out. Boom, let's do this quick-ass scheme because you know I'm going to be out this league in, like, a month. So, boom, we got to cash it. Like, I would understand a scenario like that. Like, you have a limited time to just try to get as much as you can because you know the reality of your situation in professional sports. Certain guys don't make it, right? Just certain guys just don't make it. So it's like, all right, right? Boom, I put, you know, my whole life into this and I know my career is about to end without a shadow of a doubt. We maxing it out. I feel you. But like, yo, these guys are making M's, like 20 M's, no income tax. That's nice. Like, that's a nice 1 year salary. Like, that is like, I don't mean nice like push posh. I mean nice as in like you're in the NBA where it's hard to get a name, it's hard to get attention, it's hard to get a recognizable face. You've been on multiple teams, you have underperformed in certain people's opinion. And you're still able to make $20 million a year in the state of Florida. Like, yo, bro, you really on? Nah, you really a nut, bro. Like, yo, that's how I feel about that. I just want to single him out. I understand Emmanuel Clase. You a nut. Chauncey Billups, you a nut. Pause to all this, too. You're a nut used to mean insane person. You're an insane person. Like, bro, you're an insane person. You're an insane person, Terry. You're an insane person, Chauncey. You're an insane person, Emmanuel Clase. Insane. Like, you're making millions. Like, you wouldn't be doing it for such a small amount, is what I'm saying. They was getting paid 200K max, and you got a contract worth 20 million. You know you can't do it for all 82 games, so you can't get a, you know, boom, you can't get a guaranteed 200K plus every single game, so you can only probably do this five good times. Five times two is 10. You did this for $1 million. If you did it for five times, all right, I can only get away with this shit five times a season. Boom, that's an extra million. And you're getting paid 19 more million just to not do that. Like, yo, bro, what the fuck, bro? I just, like, what? Man, y'all niggas need help, bro. Like, that's just dumb, bro. That's just dumb. Like, yo, bro. Again, I'm not trying to disrespect this, you know, I understand why people like it. I understand why people like gambling. I'm not trying to judge nobody. But y'all niggas got to get smarter, bro. Y'all niggas got to get smarter. And last, our last topic of the day, everyone's favorite liar. Everyone's favorite liar. Oh, you know it's about Jussie Smollett.
But what you do,
Hey, here we go.
Jussie Smollett says he is okay with people not believing his hate crime claims. Nah, you had a different point, bro. Yo, he says, quote, "I have kind of set into the fact that most people have made up their minds." This article is sourced from complex.com, and I'm going to read a little bit of it. This is written by Trey Austin. This shit is so stupid. Jussie Smollett has come to terms with people choosing to believe him or not after allegations that he staged a racist hate crime in 2019. The actor sat down with Cam Newton on a recent episode of the Funky Friday podcast for a deep dive into his career and naturally spoke at length about the highly publicized incident. He says, quote, "I wanted to speak for, but I didn't want to be part of the club of people who've been attacked, assaulted, or jumped, especially for the reasons that it seemed like I was," he said. I don't even know what the fuck that means. that's where the performative nature of it, oh, he hit me and I hit his ass back came from, to seem less weak. That certainly comes from being young and hearing my pop say, "You better know how to fight or people will think you're a sissy." Smollett was charged by the Chicago police weeks after the 2019 incident, ultimately being sentenced to 150 days in jail and ordered to pay a $25,000 fine. But the conviction was overturned in 2024 with him having to pay $10,000 and having to do community service. Yo, bro, this nigga, bro. So he's saying, I made this shit up because I didn't want to, I fell into the mode of I was performing. And if I'm in this type of performance, I always have to show that I fight back if I'm confronted. So in this imaginary scenario, if I was playing this character, which I was playing, and he was attacked, this character would protect himself and then tell people about it and then call himself the gay Tupac. Oh my God, yo, these niggas, bro. What the helly, bro? Yo, this nigga's crazy, bro. Here, look, I have the clip. Listen to this, man. He elaborates further and make up of it what you will.
So I think that at this point, I've kind of set into the fact that most people have made up their minds what they believe, either in support of me or against me. Mm. And either way, okay. Because at this point, my people know. My mother has always known. My siblings have always known. My love has always known. And the people that are closest to me, the Tarajis, the Megans, the Kentas, these are people that are my dear, dear, true friends. Taraji is not a co-star. She was my co-star. But that is my sister, you know? And so leaning into, again, my godmother, Deanna, she said this one time. She's like, "You just got to go where the love is."
Do you hear this thing? He said, "That's where my love is." Taraji P. Henson, that's my co-star. She was my co-star. But she my co-star. She's one of the co-star. And then my grandma was you gotta go in a lot. No, bro. Yo, I'm just genuinely laughing. Yo, these niggas just be on here talking what the fuck ever. Nigga, you just said you in this performance that you performed, you were assuming the character that if he was attacked for these reasons, he would portray the image of that he fought back. And then you're saying, I'm okay if whether you believe that or not. And then you're saying, my grandma was saying, well, you know, as my grandma was saying, you just gotta go. You just gotta go where the love is. Yo, nah, no, bro. I gotta end this podcast, bro. Cause this shit is just too funny. Like, this shit is just too funny. Bro, we just gotta end, bro. Oh my God. It don't get better than that. It does not get better than that. This motherfucker, Jussie, bro. Golly. I mean, talk about just like saying whatever. Like, he's just saying whatever. Nah, bro. Oh my God. Holy shit, bro. Yeah, man. We gonna have to end it on We're going to have to end it on that. Oh, my goodness. And that will wrap it up. Bronx Bias Podcast, episode 109. Holy shit, bro, is in the books. I'm your host. Once again, my name is Denzel. Thank you to everybody who tunes in, who likes, who subscribes, who shares, and who supports. Thank you to all the essential workers out there still. Thank you to everyone who's active and engaging with me on social media. Follow me out there. My Instagram and Twitter is in the description of this podcast. And then also check out my Linktree. It is linktree.com/Bronx Bias Podcast. And that is my landing page. On that page, you can access links to the Bronx Bias Podcast on all streaming platforms, the Bronx Bias blog, links to various films that I've worked on, including my first ever written and directed film called The Love Doctor. Shout out again to BronxNet. Air horn for BronxNet. Thank you so much, BronxNet, for airing it. And my LinkedIn profile is also in my link tree. My IG and Twitter account is also there. It's in the description of this podcast. So check it out. For anyone who wants to follow, send me a message or check out some of the works. Man, bro, this episode was just hilarious, bro. These topics, that's why I was really excited. Like, yo, bro, these shits are just genuinely hilarious topics to me, bro. Holy shit. But guys, I want you guys to have a great week. Have a great weekend out there. Be safe. What the helly? What the helly? But be safe. And be safe with them files, too. Be safe. We're going to fade you out with a great, great, great song. And it is called 3 a.m. on Glenwood by 21 Savage off of the album Her Loss. Holy shit, man. What an episode, man. Very hilarious topics to me, bro. Very hilarious. But we're going to fade you out with this because this is just a cool... I need to cool off. So this is just like a cool off song, in my opinion. Shout out to 21 Savage. This has been the Bronx Bias Podcast, episode 109. My name is Denzel once again. And we are out.
I get rid of all the smoke like OZM. Shawty got that real jelly of petroleum. Niggas acting like my kids and they be older than him. Can't believe they kill skinny, I really growed up with him. I'ma leave a lot of niggas covered in roses for him. Spray the witness, I ain't leaving no Jehovah for them. Won a Grammy and I couldn't even show it to him. Put my face inside a lineup, niggas know that I'm him. Anybody speaking on my brothers got stepped on. Pull up from the three like Stefan. And the coupe bald headed like the other Stefan. Put my kids in private school so they could get their prep on. Think my heart made out of Teflon. What? Think my heart bulletproof. You ain't got a mask, I can show you what a hoodie do. Put a screen tight to your eyelids, cover two, I think they on the left. Roll the window, hit the lights, boom. Everybody wish they switch sides when we coming through. Everybody wish they was inside when we coming through. I pray that you ain't on the other side when we coming through. PTSD and I mean it. Nigga Johnny got killed and I seen it. I can't fight with these demons. Top shot a nigga, I got gunfire for these demons. Hope you know you gotta stand on all that shit you been tweeting. To some real niggas from me, I could kill the whole world and I still won't be even. I be thinking about my brothers while I'm shopping in Neiman's. Real gangster when I'm gone, carve my name in the semen. Watch these hoes when you rich, they play games with the semen. Trials and tribulations, I face them. Prosecutors probably wanna case him. See my ass, I jump out and chase them. I ain't trusting white, nigga, I never mace them. Love for all my artists, nigga, I never mace them. Shit, that's probably why they hate him. Trying to get my brother out of jail, I'm like, hey, Kim. Cut from a different cloth, he never let it break him. Look at my advance, it make me wonder what I make them. But I own my master, so I can't do shit but thank them. Video visits, he be smiling on FaceTime. Passionate, I'm talking with my hands, these ain't gang signs. You don't know Larry Tate, man, or CJ, you ain't one of mine. Braids on my neck, nigga, I ain't got no hang time. Nigga, I ain't got no kicking for you. I don't wanna make friends. I don't wanna make amends. I'm chasing M's.